You're listening to the Permaculture Princess podcast. This is episode number 5, and it is the second in my plant features, where I go through the attributes of different plants, and I talk about how they are great for nature and how they are great for mankind. Today, we are diving into chamomile, so stick around for a rundown of what the chamomile plant is and how it's useful to both you and the nature around you. Welcome to the Permaculture Princess podcast. This is a space for lifting up elegant sustainability and abundant practicality. I'm a lover of edible landscaping, plant-based nutrition, home remedies, green smoothies, and all things fitness. I am your host, Andrea Thompson, and as a personal trainer, wellness enthusiast, homesteader, mother, and Christ follower, this podcast acts as a platform for sharing actionable advice for a more abundant landscape and life. Well, hey guys, I am excited to be introducing you to the chamomile plant. The choice to do this episode was totally and admittedly selfish because I have used chamomile so long and I've used it kind of sporadically. I loved using it in baths, especially while I was pregnant because it was highly recommended for those who were pregnant. And I also used it while recovering from labor and delivery after I had the baby. My midwife recommended I use chamomile. I've also used it on my baby in for various situations. I've used it in my nightly cups of tea through herbs. And I just wanted the opportunity to research and learn even more about chamomile. So let's dive in. Chamomile is of the Asteraceae family. The botanical name is Matricaria chamomilia. Of Matricaria, which derived from the Latin word for womb because of its affinity for women's conditions. Chamomile is from the Greek chamomelion, meaning earth apple. There are two main types of chamomile. There's German chamomile and Roman chamomile. While you can find Roman chamomile in a variety of temperate regions worldwide nowadays, it's native to Western Europe and Northern Africa. It is an aromatic perennial. I love my perennials. I love plants that keep coming back year after year. And it grows to about 20 inches in height, produces feathery leaves, white daisy-like flower heads. It has a yellow center, and the flowers are harvested as they open in the summer. So first, I want to talk about chamomile as it applies to nature. So first of all, let me just say these plants are adorable. They're pretty. They have little daisy-like flowers, yellow insides, white petals, and that is the actual part of the plant that's dried for tea. In a popular gardening book written in 1638, it said that it was valued for its sweet apple-scented leaves. Francis A. Bardwell's Herb Garden in 1911 states that chamomile has a remarkable effect on other plants, and he calls it the plant's physician, which is so cool because I always thought of chamomile as, you know, human's physician or as a medicinal herb and as an oil that we can use as mankind, but it's also really beneficial for the plants that it's around. In fact, in that book, they wrote, "Nothing will keep a garden so healthy as plenty of chamomile. It will even revive drooping and sickly plants if placed near them." How cool is that? The chamomile plant is something that I think we think of as an herb, as an oil, at least I do. So I kind of forget that, hey, this is a plant that is also really beneficial to have in our gardens. So chamomile tea contains tannins, which can promote seed germination, which I thought was really neat. All the ways that chamomile can be used in the garden, besides just being planted in the garden and being beneficial just by existing in the same soil structure, it can also be used as an herb, as a tea. Soaking seeds in chamomile tea will help to soften the seed casings, and that will prevent damping off. I'm going to be completely honest. I had not heard the term damping off. It was something I'd not heard of until I started researching this podcast. So damping off is a common but really frustrating fungal disease that can happen to seeds. So seedlings, before they sprout or as they are sprouting, they can get this fungus, and it's called damping off. So the tiny plants rarely survive. Instead, they die from this fungus. So chamomile can help to combat that. So besides its antibacterial and antifungal benefits, chamomile improves the growth and flavor of plants. Farmers have used chamomile as a companion plant. They plant it around other fruit trees, around their apple trees. They plant it in their gardens. So there are some vegetable companions, and those are cabbage, onions, beans, cucumbers, broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and kohlrabi. They also can be planted next to tomatoes, and in the herb garden, chamomile pairs well with mint and basil. It's said to improve their taste and their scent, which is so cool. I'm so excited to order myself some chamomile and plant it with my tomatoes and my basil. I really, really love the way basil and tomatoes grow together, so I think I might add some chamomile in that happy little marriage there. Those are some of the uses of chamomile to our plants and to our gardens. So I want to talk about the medicinal uses of chamomile to mankind. Oh my goodness. Chamomile's usage for mankind is vast and varied. I had some idea of how amazing chamomile was, but I was astounded to see all of the ways that it can be used. This amazing plant has been used for thousands of years. In fact, it just goes back so far in history. There are so many varied cultures that use it, probably for its high level of disease-fighting antioxidants. Anytime that you have antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties, those two properties are able to prevent and cure and help in a lot of areas. They have antioxidants, terpenoids, and flavonoids. I am getting this information from a couple different sources. I just want to say them here, and they'll also be in the show notes, but cloverleaffarmandherbs.com and Dr. Axe. Dr. Axe, man, I get so much information from his website, so I appreciate him. And of course, for some of the general information, the good old Wikipedia, and also gardeningknowhow.com. I'll have those in the show notes. I just want to mention that. So German chamomile has been taken for digestive problems since at least the first century CE, and is gentle, suitable enough for children. So there's a little bit of a difference between German chamomile and Roman chamomile, and I'll kind of go into that at the end, but for the most part, they're very similar. German chamomile just tends to be used more often in for children. It's because it's more gentle. The Egyptians also dedicated the herb to the sun, and they worshipped it above all other herbs for its healing properties. So if you go back in history, Egyptians were known for their self-care, for their skin care, for their beauty regimen. They really knew how to take care of the body, it would seem. And so it's really interesting to me that they had a lot of beauty habits around chamomile, and hieroglyphic records show that chamomile was used cosmetically for at least 2,000 years. In fact, Egyptian noblewomen used to prepare crushed petals of chamomile for their skin. And I just think that sounds so luxurious. I think that's really neat that chamomile was used cosmetically. And Greek physicians prescribed it for fevers and female disorders. Chamomile is often talked about as it relates to women and the menstrual cycle, and also for childbirth. Because of its ability to help with calming and anxiety and depression and some things that I'll get into in a little bit, it aids in a lot of the hormonal imbalance that happens as women go through menstrual cycles and menstrual cramps. So not only the pain of cramps and the pain in childbirth, but it helps ease some of the stress and anxiety that can come alongside our monthly cycles. So that is awesome. Doctors in England and the colony of Virginia included it in their medical bags because it was so beneficial for women in childbirth. Chamomile is most often used as a tea or as an essential oil. Dr. Axe lists the following benefits, and I'm going to use his list of benefits, but I'm going to go more into detail about some of those areas of usage. Chamomile is helpful in fighting anxiety and depression. It helps to do this because it combats stress and it promotes relaxation. So I used Roman chamomile in baths while I was pregnant and while I was wanting to really relax after a long day, breathe deeply. It's a mild sedative, which is why chamomile tea at night has become so popular for helping people find a sense of calm, right? A sense of relaxation. It's not only aromatically helping fight anxiety and depression, but on the muscle, because it's helping the muscles relax, it's actually physically and emotionally helping to promote calm, promote a sense of peace. It's a natural allergy fighter, so it's an antihistamine. It helps with hay fever. It's also a natural and anti-inflammatory. So whenever you hear that something is an anti-inflammatory, there's a good chance that it also helps with pain reduction because inflammation is linked to pain. Therefore, chamomile not only reduces inflammation, but it also helps to manage pain. I used chamomile during labor and delivery as I had a home birth and I had absolutely no medication. So chamomile was an amazing natural option for diffusing during the childbirth and then also helping to mitigate the pain after delivery. It also helps with muscle spasms going alongside that anti-inflammatory. The muscle spasms treatment, it's going to relax the muscles. So you can rub it into sore muscles with wintergreen and eucalyptus, and it's a way to help relieve the muscles and help with soreness. I spoke of this already, but it's a PMS natural remedy. So anything regarding menstrual disorders or menstrual difficulties, it's great for women. I use it a lot for helping when Montana was My daughter's name is Montana, by the way. So when Montana was teething or going through cold symptoms or anything where she was, you know, crying or fussy, I would just take some lavender and some chamomile and mix them together and rub them on the bottoms of her feet with some coconut oil. And that really helped to calm her, to just bring her a little bit more peace. I think that absolutely it has to do with the benefits of the chamomile, but I also think that she probably has some memory of the chamomile from when she was born because it was diffused in the room that she was born in, and I used it in healing afterwards, so she became very accustomed to that smell, so it's probably a calming smell because of the memory as well. It's also an insomnia cure, so helping with sleep and relaxation, helping to augment our sleep. Skincare and hair care. Any type of skin disorder or skin ailment, it can help with that because as a traditional medicine, it's been used for centuries to treat wounds, ulcers, eczema, gout, skin irritations, bruises, burns, and canker sores. And one thing that I heard just recently, actually, I heard someone say, don't throw away your chamomile tea bags. You should freeze them and then you can use them on your eyes or like on any place that's swollen. So sometimes people will get bags under their eyes. So if you have a bag of chamomile tea that you used for your tea at night, then take that bag and put it in a little baggie or put it in an ice cube tray and freeze it. And then you can use that tea bag as helping to bring down inflammation on your skin. So maybe helping to bring down the bags under your eyes. So that's a nice way to use it as well and to recycle it. Throughout history, it was used in beauty routines. So we talked about that with the Egyptians. It was used not only in helping skin sores, but to prevent signs of aging or fade dark spots and wrinkles. I've put it in a homemade face toner. I've rubbed it on with coconut oil. I love my chamomile for my beauty routine. It's also great for wounds, not only on the body, but in the mouth. It's really good for oral health. So you can swish it around in your mouth if you have any sores related to canker sores or gum issues. And it's great for gastrointestinal disorders. Chamomile is wonderful for helping to promote healthy digestion. It can help with acid reflux symptoms, indigestion, diarrhea, anorexia, motion sickness, nausea and vomiting, and it can help shorten the course of diarrhea and colic in children. This is awesome to me. It contains anodyne, compounds that are antispasmodic, reducing cramping, constipation, and other stomach pains like irritable bowel syndrome. That's why obviously cramping, dealing with menstrual cycles, all of those things, it helps with the gastrointestinal way of life. And I just want to pause here and mention that I find it very interesting that chamomile is so good for both the brain as an anti-anxiety aid and also for the gut to help smooth our gastrointestinal pains, the track of our food, right? Because the more research I do, the more I find a link between the brain and the gut. I keep finding this link that if our gut health is great, usually our emotional health and our brain health and our mind is good. So chamomile is yet another example of how we can usually help our mind and our emotions by getting a handle on our gut activity and our gut health. Chamomile, a plant made by God, an herb that is so beneficial to the human body, would help both our gut and our brain. Chamomile also helps cancer, the big C word. So it's been shown to help with cancer by decreasing tumor growth. In fact, in a recent study published by the Journal of the Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology, chamomile extracts were shown to cause minimal growth inhibitory effects on normal healthy cells, but they showed a significant reduction in human cancer cells, especially androgen refractory cells that often lead to prostate cancer. And all of this, usually, it all falls into things that you probably are not surprised by. Healthy plants usually aid in healthy cell growth, right? Our bodies align with plants very well. This is just another example. Chamomile is also known to improve heart health. It's also a natural arthritis cure and helps with rheumatic pain. So obviously anything that's anti-inflammatory, helping with pain, helping with arthritis, and hemorrhoids, it helps with hemorrhoids, which you're also probably not surprised by because it helps with everything. So this chamomile plant is amazing. The Roman chamomile is some of the traits: antispasmodic, anti-inflammatory, antiseptic, anti-allergic, digestive stimulant, mildly analgesic, muscle relaxant, and a sedative. Whew, there goes my words for the day. And the German chamomile, also very similar, anti-inflammatory, antispasmodic, anti-allergenic, carminative, digestive, mild, bitter, relaxant, and sedative. Those are some of the ways that it can be used medicinally. And like I said, I have said this a million times, but I am not a doctor. This is not intended to prescribe or force you to use anything. You should always check with your healthcare practitioner or your healthcare team when making any decisions as to add anything to your health regimen. But I do want you to know about how awesome the chamomile plant is. Some of the practical usage, I talked about the way it's medicinally used, but if you're sitting there going, wow, this is awesome, I am really excited about this plant, I'm really excited about this oil, and you're saying, how can I use it today? So some recipes will be on the show notes page at www.permacultureprincess.com, but I'll share some of my top go-to recipes with you here. I use chamomile for aromatherapy. I diffuse chamomile and lavender in my house to bring feelings of calm and peace and to reduce feelings of stress and tension. It's also, you could also use it during your prayer and Bible study or meditation in the morning. You could mix it with some frankincense, which is going to increase spiritual awareness, but also that calm and that peaceful atmosphere. You could use it to calm an upset child. Like I said, I used it with Montana when she was fussy and needed some pain relief. I mixed chamomile with lavender and coconut oil and put it on her feet, or you could diffuse it in their bedroom. You could also diffuse chamomile and rose to help with feelings of depression. You could also use chamomile to heal irritated skin by creating a lotion or mixing it with tea tree oil and then applying to a blistered area or a wounded area up to 2 to 3 times a day if needed. You could also help with a sunburn by combining lavender and chamomile with coconut oil to reduce the swelling and the pain that comes with a sunburn. I know for sure lavender is wonderful for sunburn. I have not myself used chamomile with sunburn, but I don't know why not. I am going to start mixing those two together. I bet they augment each other wonderfully. I have used it in a bathtub soak. So that's my next way to use chamomile, is soak in a bathtub. So mix some baking soda, some Epsom salt. I'd say about a cup of Epsom salt, about 1/4 cup of baking soda, and 2 to 3 drops of chamomile and 2 to 3 drops of bergamot, and maybe some lavender in your bathtub. Or just rub those oils into your sore muscles and then soak in the tub for at least 15 minutes to calm your mind, help to soothe sore muscle aches. You could also create a nighttime face lotion by mixing chamomile, lavender, and peppermint essential oils. And I've also seen a recipe for a frankincense and myrrh lotion that will tone, lift, and protect the skin. So that recipe will be on the show notes as well. I said it a million times in here already, but relieving PMS. If anybody is struggling with cramps or moodiness or anything in relation to their menstrual cycle, you can use some chamomile in helping with that. And that can be done through just inhaling it, diffusing it, maybe with some sage and basil, or by placing it on your wrists and rubbing it on the back of your neck. Also with some rosemary oils, that is a great option. Thank you once again for listening in as we went through chamomile. I have been reignited with love for this amazing plant, and I will absolutely be planting some in my garden, which I have never done. So I am excited for this spring when I can plant some chamomile. I hope that you found some ways to add it to your environmental routine, but also to your medicine cabinet, to your natural remedies cabinet. Let me know what you thought about chamomile, and if you are using it, I would love to hear about it. So thank you so much for listening in, and until next time, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening to the Permaculture Princess podcast. For show notes or more information, please visit www.permacultureprincess.com. Or find me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or Pinterest at Permaculture Princess. I do want to mention again that none of my advice or research is intended to diagnose or treat, and you should always consult your healthcare team when making changes to your health routine. If you have found any value from this podcast, would you please subscribe so that you can get updates? And also consider leaving a review. I'm often fueled on words of affirmation, and I greatly appreciate your feedback. My hope is that you find blessings throughout your day and that you discover a more abundant landscape and life.